From NPR. Monday afternoon at 1 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
Boy, boy, Hello and welcome to Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard Shabbos Bride, performed by Frank London, a wonderful band backing him, and Adrian Cooper on lead vocals. And this is the second track from his 1999 album Shekhinah, recorded in 1997, released in 1999, and then most recently reissued by me in 2024 for the 25th anniversary of that original release. This is a very unique album. As you may have noticed from what I said, we started with the second track. And that's because the first track, Tambourine, is 13 minutes long and makes this album just a touch longer than the maximum length we can get to during the program. So I'll start Tambourine at the end of the program and fade out from it. But this is a fascinating album. That song that you just heard is perhaps the most, the most, like, expected of tracks here, in that it doesn't shock in any way. You know, it's a Jewish liturgical piece set to a very nice, jazzy, very Frank London type of backing, of course with an all-star talented band behind him. But the first track, Tambourine, which we skipped, again is a 13 minute long dub poetry track, one that really it's a unique genre, dub poetry, which I can talk a little bit more about maybe later on in the program, but it's certainly something you haven't heard on any other klezmer adjacent record that I've heard of, at least. This album has a sort of storied history. There's a really interesting group of players on it. The music itself is really interesting. I'm going to play the next track, which is another rather long one, and then get to talking some more about the project in a subsequent break. So enjoy this next track. Thanks. Thank you. Here we have Amenu Malketenu, which is another instrumental track on the liturgical religious theme, and this one taking that religious sound and mixing it with a jazz sound, a sort of world jazz sound, and including some really serious jazz instrumental solos there. Okay, as I tend to do, I'm going to describe the package for this album. The cover features these two creatures mirrored against each other. They look sort of like, I don't know, like the lions you see posted on at the bottom of the stoops of fancy houses, or like griffins almost, and they're gesturing towards one another with their tongues sticking out, drawn in pen by Tina Kinderman, and then in a font which I had to identify for my reissue, which is Chicago, the version that was on Apple computers in the mid-90s, and you might recognize it as the font from early iPods, says Frank London. Then under it, a very sort of normal serif font, in all caps, says Shekhinah. Then at the bottom says, featuring Adrian Cooper, Everton Sylvester, Thomas Chapin, and Voices of Shekhinah, in a third font. A sans serif, also kind of normal-looking font. On the back is the full track list and all of the credits, and on either side is an aleph with some other Hebrew letters drawn inside of it. So that's the basic description of the album cover. I'll read through all of those credits in the next break. That song we just heard was actually not quite as long as I thought it was, but the next one's going to be a bit more of a substantial track, clocking at 8 minutes and 27 seconds, so buckle up and enjoy Avinu Malkeinu. As I said, and as you heard, that was Avinu Malkeinu, important piece of Jewish liturgy, something that's been recorded popularly by the likes of Barbara Streisand, and something rendered here in a very Frank London, very world music, world jazz sort of style. And now is a really optimal time to read through some of those credits. I'm just going to read the whole back cover, because there's lots of interesting nuggets here. First and foremost, Tambourine, with Everton Sylvester for Lester Bowie, Shabbos Bride, with Adrian Cooper for Mira Rafelowitz, Emmanuel Malkeinu for My Grandmother's Bess and Anne, Avinu Malkeinu with Voices of Shekhinah, which I'll footnote is Adrian Cooper, Marcia Gilden, Karen Heifetz, Tina Kinderman, and Jenny Romaine. What a great group of singers there. Then Aleph and Fela for Thomas Chapin and Fela Kuti, and Pesach Nigen for Count Ozzy. All these tracks are the original 1999 remixes, and I'll get to why that's important a little later. Frank London is credited as a trumpet player and conductor, Adrian Cooper the singer, Everton Sylvester poet, Thomas Chapin saxophones and bass flute, Matt Dario clarinets and woodwinds, Danny Bloom guitar, David Fizinski, I believe, guitar, Rufus Cappadocia, cello, Pablo Aslan, bass, Heron Gadboy, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, high percussion, Danny Cedric, congas, David Licht, surdo, Paul Parkins, low drum, Newman Baker on drums. Music composed by Frank London. Poem Tambourine by Everton Sylvester. Mix and mastered by Danny Bloom and Chris Kelly at Good and Evil. Cover art by Tina Kinderman. Shabbos Bride from Tamar Rogov's IVYE project. And, I think that'll cover this bit of talk, but in the next break I'll get into some more of the history of the album. This next track is another substantial one, clocking in at 8 minutes and 48 seconds. Stylistically related, but a bit different. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Now, this tune, Aleph, perhaps a little less in the weeds of the Jewish sounds. This is more an homage to that world music and jazz music world. Note the for Thomas Chapin and Fela Kuti section. Fela Kuti, of course, being the star of the Afrobeat genre, and Thomas Chapin, being the saxophonist on this album, who very unfortunately passed away at some point between the recording of this album and its subsequent release. Yeah, he this was recorded in 97, he died in 98, and it was released in 99. He was a key piece of this, of the New York City Lower East Side music, or downtown, that is, music scene, that was really innovating jazz, world music, experimental music during that period in the 90s. And so this was one of the last recordings that he appeared on. So it's a, in that way, this is an interesting document of an interesting time in New York City's music scene. And really a vital piece of music to have access to at this point in time. As I mentioned, it was released in 1999, and Frank just went to the, like, Kinko's and had CDRs made there, sold them at Klez Canada and at shows, and never did a proper label release or professional CD duplication thing. And but when the time came that he wanted to give it a listen in the last 5 or so years, his 3 or 4 copies that he had left didn't work anymore because CDRs decay over time. So he reached out to me, and I reached out to a bunch of people. 3 university libraries had copies of this album, and a bunch of individuals that we knew in the music scene had them as well. But none of their copies worked, except for the copy held by this incredible sort of gem of a human being for us to have on our scene, Ari Davidow, who runs Klezmer Shack, which is this long-running, old-school website that reviews just about every Klezmer album that comes out, and his copy still worked. And that's how we're able to listen to this album today, and what we were using to re-release those recordings in 2024. So really, a special connection to the past, thanks to Ari, a way that we can remember Thomas Chapin, as well as Adrian Cooper, who passed away in the intervening years. We still have 2 tracks, and both of which are rather long. So the next track, Fela, of course, a homage to Fela Kuti. I hope you enjoy it. That was Fela, a sort of rockin', jazzy, Afrobeat, and maybe a little klezmer-y homage to the great Fela Kuti, performed by Frank London and his Shekhinah Band. I won't say much here, but I will note that in a few years after this album was released, John Zorn remixed it, added some new pieces, and released it on Sonic Records as Scientist at Work by Shekhinah Big Band, I believe. And that version was available for the intervening 20 or so years before we got our hands on these recordings. But now, for the first time in a long time, you could hear either or both. What a cool lineage from those original recording sessions to the period where Frank released it, to where John Zorn re-released it in its modified form, now to 2024, 2025, where we've got our hands on it all over again. Here's Pesach Niggun, which we won't be able to hear all of, and then I'll come back and say goodbye to y'all. Here's a clip of my grandfather Max Bendich telling a piece of his favorite story, the story of when he met my grandmother Dorothy.
They're here to dance. Oh, no. Look, we want to listen to this.
Right.
Alan. And we danced, and she left. And then, because of this, folks, eventually they came back, and that was a girl I was going to marry.
And that was the second chance.
The second chance.
Thank you very much for tuning into my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place, on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, Blue Sky, and Facebook at BorschtBeat, BorschtBeat. Till next time, have a wonderful week.
Radio Catskill supporters include the Sterling Business and Technology Park, located at Exit 17 on Interstate 84 in Northeast Pennsylvania, offering opportunities to locate or expand businesses on property zoned for manufacturing and other uses. More information at sterlingbusinesspark.com. And listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
Bob Dylan is North America's finest songwriter. Next time on The Wagglers of the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we hear British and Irish covers of Bob Dylan songs. So tune in, please, to British and Irish covers of Bob Dylan songs on Sunday afternoon at 3, right after Folk Plus.
Radio Catskill, keeping you connected with the local edition. Weeknights at 6, right after All Things Considered. The Local Edition, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.